Well, it was real interesting.
Yes, it would
Most
be.
Interesting project I've had.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on it. And now we're selling lots. And we've raised our price on the lots to $100 a lot. A grape lot. Mm-hmm. And in the last 30 days, we've sold 8. And when we take that $100, we give them, we've got our regular deed forms now, and everybody that we collected the $30 on, we sent them their deeds showing, we've had it all surveyed. Mr. Lehman's done, with his committee, has done every bit of the surveying and got it, every grave marked, every lane marked. We've got a road going that we're going to get this year.
I see. And how do they dig graves? By hand or?
By hand.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
That's much better than to have some heavy machinery
uh-huh.
in there.
Well, the funeral homes take that over, and then it costs extra $20
mm-hmm.
at the time of the funeral.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
It's really something.
You've got a good sense of history here.
We will have when we get that. Now, we're going to fix a book on that.
Uh-huh. It'd be very good. Very good.
That's what I was giving him, my map I wanted him to bring up to date the other day.
I see, that's the map of the lots.
Map of the complete cemetery, even the adjoining cemetery and where the soldiers' graves are back there and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete map,
mm-hmm.
and I'm helping to keep that up.
That's fine.
We made 3 of them, one for Mr. Lehman, one for the church, one for me.
I see. Where did the soldiers come from in the White Oak
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Must have been some kind of military...
No, it was a Civil War?
Would it be
I don't know.
Civil War? Or some...
Now, you talk about somebody that knows everything about the cemetery. Mr. is a newcomer here, and he has just... He knows everything, every letter I got and everything else. He kept track of it. We'd go out and look at where it was, and he really knows.
Mm-hmm.
He figured, and he built a beautiful home right across the road from the cemetery.
Oh,
beautiful home.
Very nice.
I wouldn't have it, but it's pretty.
Well, that's fine to have somebody take an interest and work at it.
It gives so much time.
Mm-hmm. He's retired, is that?
He and his wife are both retired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But now he did the mowing about every other week out there until we got some money going.
He did.
Yeah. And then I insisted. I said, you're going to take the same as we pay now. We got money.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good. Well, Mr. do you have anything else you'd like to add to this? This has been a pleasure to talk to you, and it's been very helpful and informative. I'm really grateful to you for your time. I certainly have taken plenty of time.
Well, that's perfectly all right. You will... You haven't taken as much as I give you if you needed more.
Well, I certainly appreciate it.
There's my city clerk.
Oh, yes. City of Mena.
Yeah.
I'd like to... 5 minutes here. You traveled for Postum. Would you tell me about how that was founded? First of all, what is Postum and how it got started?
Well, to start in with... I didn't know anything about Postum. All I knew was to drink milk. But a woman came to Mena, Arkansas and put up at the Antlers Hotel, which was our best hotel in Mena. And she had a crew of young men and young women. I think she maybe had 4 here. And in the meantime, well, they came to the house. One of the workers came to the house and wanted to show my mother how to feed us children. And she resented it. She said she didn't need any, and they told her that about this new deal, it was Postum cereal, it was Postum. Not Postum cereal, it was Postum. And she still wasn't interested, and they had quite a time convincing her to let the worker make some. Let us children taste it. And the worker didn't have anything. She didn't have any cups or spoons or anything. All she had was a package of Postum and a can of Postum, which was kind of like put up, probably like coffee was in those days. And all she needed, though, was a pot of hot water. Well, that was pretty hard to get in those days. We didn't have hot water, tea kettle hot water on the stove all the time. We just had hot water when we built a fire. Mm-hmm. And I well remember this on the deal. My twin sister and I were both home, and we was just dying to see what it was. But my mother said no, she didn't have time to get to build the fire and everything. But if before the worker left, and she was a lovely person, she was young, but she was very persistent, insistent that she show her where. So my mother